AP News, and I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump says Israel and Lebanon have agreed to a 10-day ceasefire. Stéphane Dujarric at the UN says the Secretary General welcomes the news.
Obviously, our humanitarian colleagues can say that the needs are continuing to deepen throughout Lebanon as high-intensity hostilities have persisted, with civilians continuing to bear the brunt of the violence. And in northern Israel, civilians should be able to safely return to their homes.
It follows more than a month of war between Israel and the Iran-backed Hezbollah militant group in Lebanon. Meantime, discussions continue about a possible extension of the ceasefire in the war in Iran. The AP Sagar Magani reports the International Energy Agency's chief says international travel is facing a crisis if the Iran war keeps blocking oil supplies.
In Europe,
we have maybe 6 weeks or so jet fuel left.
And IEA Executive Director Fatih Birol tells the AP he fears flight cancellations soon if the situation doesn't change, making a classic rock reference.
In the past, there was a group called Dire Straits. It's a dire strait now, and it is going to have major implications.
Warning everyone will suffer with higher gas and electricity prices unless the Strait of Hormuz permanently reopens. Sagar Magani, Washington.
State prosecutors have charged an ICE agent with assault for pointing his gun at the occupants of a car in a highway in Minneapolis. It's believed to be the first case brought against a federal immigration officer involved in the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. President Miguel Diaz-Canel says while Cuba does not want military aggression from the U.S., his country is prepared to fight should it happen. Diaz-Canel spoke during a rally. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. A study suggests a rise in colorectal cancer deaths may be tied to education.
The deaths of actors Chadwick Boseman and James Vanderbeek from colorectal cancer have highlighted the increase in such deaths among younger adults. But a new study published in Thursday's issue of JAMA Oncology found that over the last 30 years, the rise in colorectal cancer deaths in young adults occurred almost entirely among people without a four-year college degree. Experts say that's because people without degrees tend to earn less money, have poorer diets, exercise less, and get less medical care. In the study, researchers with the American Cancer Society used government data on more than 100,000 people ages 25 to 49 who died of colorectal cancer from 1994 to 2023. I'm Donna Warder.
The owner of home shopping network pioneer QVC is planning to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.